Lenox Avenue, on that famous thoroughfare, with their noses in the air, high hats and colored collars, white hats and $15, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem glitters, putting on the ribbon. Mangled gown upon the bevy of high brown, from down the levee all bits and bits, putting on the ribbon. Well, that's where each and every Lulu Bell goes, every Thursday evening with her swell bows. Rubbing elbows, come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits, putting on the ribbon.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. We got a full house today. I'm very excited to chat it up with members of the cast of Once in a Lifetime, which is a Hastings High School fall show. It's going to be playing on November 15th, 16th, and 17th, and it is under the very capable direction of Miss Molly McElroy. She's here today, and we can't wait to hear from her. We also have in studio with us Aliana Lawrence, Nathan Schindler, and also Nate Klinger. Great to see all of you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for coming in. So first of all, Molly, haven't seen you for a while.
I know, I've missed you.
Well, it's so nice. Thank you. So Molly, tell me a little bit about your background, because last time I saw you, you were in talking about your time with Black Dirt Theater, and I know that you were the director of their great show this last summer, Beauty and the Beast. It was so great.
Thank you. All so, three of these people were in it as well.
It was a wonderful show.
Yeah.
So fun. So what else are you working on? You've been working hard now on Once in a Lifetime for how long?
We've been rehearsing since the second week of September.
Oh,
so
wow.
A long time. Yes. We had auditions right away when school began and hit the books. It's a long show. It's 130 pages. A lot of lines, as these three can tell you. So we've been rehearsing for a long time.
So when you go to pick shows, how do you go about doing that?
Oh gosh, I really don't have a rhyme or a reason other than this is a show that I was in high school and knew it was a big cast and a comedy and just felt like it was the right group of students this year at the high school to tackle a script this big and complicated, and so that's why I picked this show this year.
I love it. So for people that haven't seen the show, what is the premise?
It's set in the 1930s.
That's our music.
Yes, that's the music. And it's right on the cusp of talking pictures becoming the next big craze. So there's a group of New York theater actors that make the trip to Hollywood to try and make it big.
Okay.
There.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Love that. Love that. So let's chat it up with your three cast members. Go ahead. Who would like to start? Aliana?
Yeah, sure.
So tell us about the show. What do you play, and what do you take away from this show?
I play Mae Daniels, which is one of the three vaudeville actors that move out to Hollywood to start a voice school.
Actors, maybe?
Actors.
Yes, okay. Yes. Actors.
In the theater.
Yes. The show's a lot of fun. Yeah. Very vaudeville, like I said. Yeah.
So is there singing and dancing because it is also vaudeville?
There are hints to it. It's not a musical.
But there's slapstick.
Yes, a lot of physical comedy.
Okay.
A
lot of doors. So, Aliana, you are no stranger to working with Black Dirt and working with different shows. What stands out with this show for you?
With Black Dirt and just like Hastings Theater in general, it's always the community. The people are so great, and it's just a really fun time. Everyone gets along.
Yeah. I agree. It's a great cast of kids. There are 28 students in the cast.
And it's a nice size.
It's a great size. And the breakdown, when I looked at who all auditioned, is about 25% freshman, 25% sophomore, junior, senior. So it's a great mix of all class.
Love that.
Ranks, yeah.
Nathan, let's chant it up with you, please. So what position do you play? What's wrong with me? I look at it. He looks like he could play sports. I'm sure you
do
as well.
Soccer, yeah, yeah.
And frisbee and football. And
what position do you play in soccer?
I'm more defense.
You're defense. Yeah. Okay. We call it the big D. Anyway, so what role are you playing in this show as well?
I'm Dr. George Lewis.
Oh, did you have to go to medical school? You're good.
No.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, that's nice. Molly, you didn't really get him into character.
He's a fake doctor. Fake doctor, yeah. No, really, in the script, he's a fake doctor.
Oh, I understand. Yes. So are you an actor also that goes to Hollywood?
Yes, I'm part of like the three.
Okay. Yep. And so tell us what you think is so fun about this show.
I mean, I've like kind of like the funny role, so I'm not that smart in the sense that, but yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I like working with everyone, getting to know like all the new freshmen, so that's a lot of fun.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great. So Nate, let's chat it up with you, please. You got to move the mic over, friend. Nate, I've always known you to be a man of few words, so remember, this is radio. You can't nod your head. You have to you need to actually to speak, so go ahead. What do you love about this show?
My favorite part about the show, I've been absent from theater for a while.
Yes.
So this is kind of like, this is my favorite thing to do.
Wow.
So it's great.
Well, why were you absent? Did you take a little break? Were you burnt out as an actor?
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah.
And so what made you want to audition for this show?
Well, I did the Beauty and the Beast. My friend made me try out, and I loved it, and that was the best part of my summer. So I was like, now I got to do this.
Excellent.
And it's my senior year.
Excellent. So you're a senior. How about you, Nathan?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. Okay, well, let's talk to you, Nate, as a senior. So I think this is really special that this is how you're choosing to spend your senior year. What great memories you're going to have.
Yeah.
And what's next for you after this? Have you thought about it, or does everybody ask you that?
Everyone's been bugging me about it.
Okay, so I won't. Whatever you do, Nate, you're going to be great at it.
Thank you.
Yeah, just, you know what? Don't peak too early.
All right.
Yeah.
Wise words to live by.
Molly, you're still peeking, so don't worry. You don't have to worry about that as well. So let's talk more about the show. So 28 kids. Wow.
Yeah.
And did you break it down then? Some of them only had to come to rehearsal twice a week, or how long have you been rehearsing?
Yeah, these three have been at every rehearsal since the very beginning. Nearly every rehearsal, and if not at rehearsal, spending hours upon hours learning their lines at home. But yeah, we saw some people like once a week for a while, but for the last, I'd say 2 or 3 weeks, it's been 3 or 4 days for everyone. So these three are playing one character for the whole show.
Yes.
But the rest of the cast is playing, everybody's playing more than one character.
Oh, that's fun.
So I forget the exact number, but there's more than 40 characters in the show that 28 students are playing. So those that came once a week for a while then had to come more than once a week to learn all of their characters.
So what spoke to you about this song or this show that you thought, gosh, this is something I want to bring to Hastings?
The memories of me doing it in high school. It's fun to be part of a big cast, to laugh together. Theater is an escape in general for me, and a tool to kind of break away from the chaos of the real world. And there is no one busier than the students at Hastings High School that I know. So to pick a show that hopefully they were going to come to rehearsal and laugh with each other and take a break from chaos.
And how do you feel that you are progressing as a director? Because I really always think of you as such a great actress.
Oh, thank you.
But you're
I haven't acted in a while.
But your directing is fabulous. How are you growing?
This was a big show, as they could probably attest to. It's 130 pages. There are a million lines, and they're working on that. But as a director, there are 40 characters to balance. I costumed the show. Kara Anderson and I designed the set together, so just a lot of moving elements with a lot of actors, a lot of props. So this is probably the biggest show that I've directed solo in my career in the theater thus far.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's great. So is the costuming so fun? Because the 1930s, boy, you really...
Nate,
this is radio. Yeah. You can't just like shake your head. Put that microphone in front of your mouth, please. And say, what don't you like about the costumes?
My pants are itchy.
Are they wool?
Yeah.
We'll be glad that those used to be play clothes in the old days.
Yeah,
old
right?
days. Yeah. Your pants are itchy. That's it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
They look great.
I bet they do. Do you get to wear pearls, Arliana?
I don't wear pearls, but a lot of other characters do.
Oh, I love pearls. That's kind of the look, I think.
Oh, yes. Dripping.
Dripping. Yes, absolutely. So this show is going to be on November 15th, 16th, and 17th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Can you run down what time, please?
Yes, Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock, and then Sunday is at 2 p.m., and tickets are at the door.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
And I love a good matinee,
so just
too.
Just show up.
Well, the weather's supposed to be nice,
yes.
And so it's going to be lovely. November 15th, 16th, and 17th, once in a lifetime, and it's in the beautiful Hastings High School Auditorium. What else do you want to tell us about this show?
It's good.
What's your favorite part of the show? Mo can't answer because she's not in it.
Don't look at me. What is your favorite part of the show?
Favorite scene? Whether you're in it or somebody else's. Nate Klinger's got one.
I like the opening scene.
What do you like about it?
My favorite rehearsals to go to are when it's just us, because we're all fun people. So whenever we rehearse that one, it's just us. So that's just the most memories I have.
Okay.
Yes.
How about you, Nate or Nathan?
I don't want to give up, like, too much about the show.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know. Some of, like, the ending scenes are just hilarious.
So. The way the story wraps
yeah,
up.
Yeah, the way the
may
story
surprise
wraps
you.
Up. Yeah.
Oh, there's a little twist. That will be fun. So for all three of you, what has the theater meant to you? Go ahead, Aliana, you start.
I feel like it just serves as a safe space for so many people, and that's a really great thing. Like, I can just go there after a long day at school and unwind. Yeah.
Even though you're working so hard.
Yes.
It's like.
Right.
It's something I love to do. Yeah.
That's very well put. And tell me about what you think, Nathan.
Well, I started theater like fifth grade.
Okay.
And like before that, I didn't really like have a clue what like singing was or anything.
Okay.
And then I started it with Zach Filkins and like it was just a blast.
Oh, right.
And just, yeah, and he's awesome. So
he
I love
is
working
awesome.
With him. And then I got to the high school and then Robin and Molly. They're just like so welcoming. So it was a lot of fun.
So you felt like that. Even though you're not playing soccer, you have your soccer family, but this really felt like another family.
Yeah, and it's always kind of been like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome.
Nate, do you feel, have you used up your words for today or do you have more?
I got a couple more.
Okay. Can you tell us what theater has meant to you? I mean, you stepped away for a while, now you're back.
Well, going with them, it is like just a place where you can be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The one place I actually do talk, I feel like, would be rehearsals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just a place to be yourself.
Oh, I love that. Well, you're creating a great safe space, it sounds like. What's it like to work with kids of today? You know, fast forward, you're like a kid senior, but...
Yes. No. I've been out of high school for a while. Cat's out of the bag. Although it doesn't feel like I'm that far out.
Isn't that weird?
It is a weird phenomenon as
yes.
to what their high school experience is.
Try being a senior citizen and still thinking that.
Yeah, to keep up with their busy lives. And I was not nearly as busy when I was their age. So the things that they're doing and they're exposed to, Hastings art in general has given them so many opportunities that I am always, always, always so grateful that they choose and spend as much time as they do with me.
It's pretty cool.
It's amazing.
So this is the fall show, and how many shows does Hastings High School put on during the year?
At the high school, there are three main stage productions.
Okay.
So there's this fall show that'll run this weekend, and then the winter show, which is called Love, Death, and the Prom, directed by Janelle Rannick. That'll be in February. I don't have those dates on the top of my head. And then this spring, I guess I'm going to announce this right now. They already know it.
I think I know it, too.
Okay, good. Pirates of Penzance.
I know.
Is our spring musical.
Yes, Gilbert and Sullivan. How fun.
Yes, an operetta.
So once in a lifetime, it's going to be November 15th, 16th, and 17th. On the 15th and 16th, which is Friday, Saturday, it'll be 7 o'clock at night. And on the 17th, 2 p.m. Kind of like that we can just get tickets at the door. It's a nice, easy way to do it. So
absolutely.
Thank you. So who do you say that this show is aimed for? Who would you recommend?
I think there's something for everyone.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
There's a lot of humor
okay.
that I feel like... reaches a broad audience.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's just a fun show. It's funny. Yeah.
Molly, tell us a little bit more about what we should know about the show or what you would like to say about the cast or anything.
I'm just so proud. They have put in countless hours of hard work, so we want as many people to come out and support them and see them. I hope a big turnout from their school comes and, of course, their families and friends. We've got a big auditorium to fill, so come and see us.
It'll be great. So what are you doing? Are you Snapchatting this to everybody so that they come? Is that how it works these days?
Yeah, put it on Instagram.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Doing it for the gram.
Yep.
I'll post something later.
Is that the one where you don't have likes anymore?
Wait, what?
Instagram's getting rid of likes.
Which I think is fine. Don't you?
I don't really care. It's interesting.
It's interesting that they're getting rid of it, or it's interesting that they had likes.
That they're getting rid of it.
Yeah. I think it's fine. They say that it affects your self-esteem.
Yeah. We have a Facebook event that has all of the dates and times and show details. So that's available. And yeah, I guess that's it. There's announcements and posters up around town. Mm-hmm. Thomas Bonneville designed a beautiful poster for us.
Another talented man.
Yes. You'll probably see that as you're bopping around town. Yeah.
Well, we're so happy that you came in today. I know it's going to be a great success, and we want to encourage everybody listening to get out and see it. These kids have been working since the second week of September. So the play is called Once in a Lifetime. It's set in the 1930s. It's at the Hastings High School Auditorium. It's their fall show. It's under the direction of Molly McElroy. It is starring Aliana Lawrence, Nathan Schindler, and Nate Klinger, and let me do the math, 25 other wonderful kids.
Yes.
So come on out for this show. Any final thoughts, friends, that you want to say?
Come see the show.
Nate, have you used up all your words now? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Keep up the good work. Congratulations. Sounds like it's going to be a really fun show. We can't wait to come see it. Molly, Thursday's Give to the Max Day,
yes.
So we want people to take advantage of that.
Black Dirt is having a taproom takeover at Spiral. So if you are in town and available from 5 to 9, go have a drink at Spiral and support Black Dirt.
No, you can't.
You guys can't go.
You can't go.
We have rehearsal. Nice try.
Nice try. Anyway, you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth, and we want to thank our guests today, Molly McElroy, Aliana Lawrence, Nathan Schindler, and Nate Klinger. Go out and see Once in a Lifetime this weekend. And you are listening to AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Have you seen the well-to-do upon Lenox Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and colored collars, white hats and $15, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem glitters, putting on the ribbon. Mangled gowns upon the bevy of high brown from down the levee, all bits, putting on the ribbon. That's where each and every Lulu Bell goes every Thursday evening with her swell bows. Rubbing elbows, come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 minutes putting on the ribbon.
Boys, look at that man putting on that wrist. You look at him, I can't.